What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Self-Helpless podcast. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today we are going to be sharing all of our tips for getting the best sleep possible. And I've got a few of them. You know, I travel so much for work and it has made me have to really focus on my sleep and make it a priority in my life. So I think I've got some good tips to share. And Delaney, you're just a sweet tea and bath time lady. I feel like relaxation and getting good sleep has always been a priority for you. So I'm excited to hear what your tips are too.
Yeah, it's so funny. I haven't really struggled with sleep a whole lot until I got older, but for reasons that I didn't think would be the reasons that I struggle with sleep. But yeah, anyway, also my whole vibe is like, don't I look like somebody who's going to either like blow you in a library or tell you a fortune? I feel like this is not working for me. Now that I see myself in our Zoom chat, I'm like, wow, everybody, YouTube's in for a treat.
Oh, you even have the headband, perfect for a blowjob. You're like, let me get this hair.
I know.
Face. Yeah,
exactly. I'm like, oh gosh, the YouTube comments, have fun. Fun at my expense.
I love it. So this episode is coming out on July 24th, which means I've got some upcoming tour dates. I'm going to be in Davenport, Iowa at the Rhythm City Casino on August 4th, and then I will be in Dania Beach, Florida, August 11th through the 13th. In September, I'm in Fort Collins and Louisville. In October, I'm in Spokane and Cleveland. November, Grand Rapids, D.C., Nashville, Huntsville, and Atlanta. And then in December, I'm in Boston and Tampa. So those are the rest of the tour dates for the year, you guys. If I'm coming to a city near you, please come out. It's so nice to have Helpsters there and would love to see you.
Fabulous. Yeah, that's very exciting. And feel free to come over to DelaneyFisher.com and you can get my free private podcast over there called Career Crush. And we just dig into all kinds of unconventional career and lifestyle choices that people have made. I've been interviewing such really cool people. A motorcycling magician who also has a nonprofit in Greece, a yachty who travels the world for free. I interviewed yesterday somebody who owns a couple herbiary shops and is a professional author and makes oracle decks and books. It's just been really fun. So if you're like, I want to, you know, maybe you're not happy in your current career path or you feel like you need a creative outlet of some kind, we talk about all that over there. So DelaneyFisher.com, it's totally free. And we'd love to have you.
Yeah, check it out, guys. Also, DulceyCook.com for those tour date tickets. Forgot to mention that, although I'm sure you guys have it burned into your brain by now. Let's see. We have a quotable for today's episode before we get into our tips for great sleep. So this was submitted by one of our helpsters named Amanda. They say, whenever you find yourself doubting how far you can go, just remember how far you have come. Remember everything you have faced, all the battles you have won, and all the fears you have overcome. Oh, that's so nice. That is by N.R. Walker is who said that.
Yes. Quote. Thank you, N.R. Walker and Amanda. That's a good one.
That is a great one.
We can get so wrapped up in like the present and the future that we forget to reflect on the past in like a positive way. I think sometimes when I think about the past, it's like, oh, how to avoid all this shit that's happened so that I don't have to deal with it in my future. But thinking about like the positives of overcoming certain challenges and stuff is so important and such a great reminder.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Amanda, for submitting that. If you also want to be able to submit quotes for the show, to be able to pick the topics we talk about on the show and listen to bonus episodes, you can join our Patreon community at patreon.com/selfhelpless. We have, 65 bonus episodes there?
Yep, 65 bonus episodes. And they were when we were really spilling a lot of secrets. That was like,
I don't even like to think. I mean, when you're talking about not liking to reflect on the past, I try to not think about that part of my past. Because I
will never listen to any of those.
I will never be able to go back because what did we say?
So much. I mean, so much. And that's the thing. Honestly, we started the Patreon before. I mean, it was happening while the show was kind of blowing up, but it was like really before a lot of things blew up. Yeah. And so we were sharing as if like 10 people were hanging out with us. Like it was, you know, Anyway, if you want to know way too much about us and our lives and the shit we've been through, very uncensoredly, and you thought the main podcast could get,
I know crazy. we've been pretty open on here over the years, but anyway, Patreon has some fun episodes, and it's just a good binge. You know, if you're caught up on the episodes and you want more, head on over there. But
yes.
I think it's time. It's time to get into talking about great sleep. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Yeah, I want to hear about how you feel about sleep, what's worked for you, what's not, because, you have a very different, environment for your sleep than a lot of people. It's always changing.
Yes. So I know this one might be a duh thing, but I think a lot of us, especially in our age bracket, sometimes have looked for shortcuts in this way. But invest in a great mattress.
Oh, yes.
I know. Listen, I know. I in comedy, it takes so long to start making any sort of actual money. If you ever do, it's such a gamble in your career. But like my entire 20s and the beginning of my 30s were spent just in this financial chokehold of feeling like I could never make one single large purchase. Like everything had to be broken down into small payments. And I do think some mattress companies can do payment plans, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But I know that sometimes we see a big price tag on a mattress and go, fuck, I don't want to. I can't.
Yeah.
And I would do whatever you can. If your mattress sucks, like try to save, try to do what you can to make your mattress the best thing that you can make it, because we are spending a third of our lives laying on a mattress. If you add it up and you're sleeping hopefully at least 8 hours a night, it's a third of your life. And if your mattress fucking sucks, how can you function at your full potential the next day? So do you remember, Del, what your sleep was like before you got a good mattress versus after?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So here's why because I was one of those people that wouldn't really invest in a good mattress either when I was younger, because I just assumed that I could sleep anywhere and it didn't really make that big of a difference, because I was always somebody that I could sleep on a train. I could sleep in a room with two other roommates. I could sleep when there was a party going on. I mean, I had no trouble sleeping and I could just sleep in any little nook and cranny. And so when I, when I got older and I started having like a little bit more issues with my sleep and also just waking up in a lot of back pain and stuff like that, I was like, what's going on? Not knowing that it could be my mattress, because wait a minute, college Delaney could sleep anywhere. She could sleep in the crevice of a frat boy couch. So like, it's not that because I can sleep anywhere. So I felt like it was kind of coming up against this identity that I had for myself, that I didn't really need much for a good night's sleep. And then of course, got a great mattress, which is so incredible. And then my back pain disappeared. I was getting great sleep, all of that. So I think it's just maybe we have to remember that we change, our bodies change, we need different things as we get older. And so yeah, I was very caught off guard by how big of a difference it made, because it never made a big difference in my past.
Yes, exactly. And I don't know if you feel this way for me. I would go on, if I went on like a vacation in my 20s and slept on a hotel mattress that was like a great hotel mattress, I'd be like, oh my God, it's the best mattress I've ever slept on. And like I said, I truly understand that sometimes financially it's just you're not in a position where you can get yourself the mattress that you want. But that's something that we should all aim for. I think we should all strive to have the type of mattress that you feel like you're in a nice hotel when you're home. Like you should be having a nice hotel sleep every night if you can, just in terms of the comfort of your mattress, because it's such a huge part of your life. It's a third of your life. I still can't get over that, how crazy that is to
Definitely.
think of it like that.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, we don't even have to go into all the benefits of getting great sleep. We've done plenty of episodes about different health benefits and like the big three, right? Sleep, movement, what you put in your body. But it's so important to our health. It really affects everything. And so if you are like scrimping on your sleep, it's going to come out in other ways in your day to day. And it's just like such a foundational piece. How did you feel like has your sleep changed as far as have you always found it like easy for you to fall asleep? Hard? Has it been a mix of both? Has it changed as you've gotten older?
So I have just famously in my family and my friend group been the person that can sleep through anything. So I have been on family vacations where the hotel fire alarm goes off, and that is designed, I'm sure I've talked about this on the show before, it's designed to wake even the deepest sleepers up, of course, because it's like a safety issue. And the hotel fire alarm would be going off, and my mom would be like shaking me, like, "Are you serious? Like, you really can't hear this right now? Like, we gotta go."
Oh my gosh.
So I'm a really deep sleeper. Sometimes I've had trouble falling asleep, just having anxious thoughts, racing mind. I've had a little trouble winding my brain down, but once I'm asleep, and I'm fortunate, I'm still mostly like this, I can really sleep through anything. How about you?
I feel like I was like that when I was younger. And then honestly, this when I started enjoying my day to day more, I started to have more energy and have a hard time falling asleep at night sometimes, because I got so excited about like, oh my gosh, like I could, if I have an idea, I could actually bring it to fruition because I've brought other things to fruition. So for me, it's like the constant flow of new ideas felt different when I made kind of a career move, where in my past, if I had ideas about stuff, I would be like, these don't mean anything, and they didn't bother me. But now, like when I have ideas, because I know what is possible if you do bring an idea to life, it feels those ideas feel a lot heavier sometimes and almost like more real and more urgent. Like I need to listen to them. And that can keep me up at night. So it's almost like the addiction of possibility, because everything that like we are happy about in our career, we created from a thought and an idea and from scratch, right? Like we have an unconventional day to day. And so that has been a big difference of why I can't sleep sometimes, is those ideas feel bigger. And then, but on the other side, I also have no problem going to bed at like 9 p.m. because I'm excited to wake up in the morning. when I was dreading, you know, like when I used to dread my work day, I would try to stay up late because I felt like I needed the escape and it was like avoiding the next day.
Yeah.
And so I'd like force myself to stay up. So it's still both. Sometimes I have a hard time falling asleep because I'm excited. And sometimes I can go to bed because I'm excited. You know what I mean? Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, totally. I have to have a little notepad by your nightstand, but I have to have something there to be able to like jot down joke premises, because sometimes that's what's happening for me is as I'm falling asleep, my brain will start thinking of jokes and stuff.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, that's one of my first things is if you can start to get a great mattress and also great pillows, great comforter, just the things that when you get into that bed, it's eliminating all of the other things that can make it hard to sleep, right? Like you talk about having an active mind. It's like that requires a different set of things to help with that. But making sure that your body's comfortable, that your back, your everything is functioning right, I think a lot of that stems from the mattress that you're on.
Yes. Blackout curtains have been a big one for us that we've loved in our bedroom now. I didn't think that would be a big difference, and it's a big one.
Oh,
that's very helpful.
Huge. Yeah, I've become more sensitive to light, I will say, as I've gotten older. I still can't sleep through a lot of noise, but if there's light coming in the room, my body is like the circadian clock and rhythm and all that's like, oh, it's time to wake up, even if it's not, you know.
Yeah.
So another big one for me that has helped me sleep a lot better is having clean sheets. Like making sure that you are washing your bedding fairly frequently. You know, I think that's a different, oh my God, what did I just hear? I heard a male comic on a podcast be like, oh yeah, I didn't wash my sheets for a year. And I'm like,
oh God.
That is, ladies, watch yourselves in these streets. Going back for a hookup. Like you don't know what's been happening in those sheets, but
keep all your clothing on if you are ever around a male
comic. Oh my God.
In their bed.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. Like, just like move your panties to the side if you want to have sex, but like keep your body covered.
Just cut a hole in the crotch.
Yeah. Rock his panties. Get in, get out. Don't sleep there. Man, male comic sometimes. But I think washing your sheets frequently. I just feel there's something that switches in my mind when I get into a freshly washed set of sheets, a freshly made bed, my body just relaxes. There's nothing in my brain going like, ugh, like these, you can just feel it. It's that, that sense that you get on your skin where you're like, this feels like the lotion that was on my legs the last night. Like this is like in the sheets now or.
Yes.
It's just,
I'm the same way. I think for me, it's kind of like what you mentioned, like it, if you feel like you're kind of getting into like a hotel bed or something, somewhere where you feel like your body feels like we might be on vacation right now. I know for me, the best sleeps for me are when I'm in a hotel or Airbnb, I'm on vacation, everything's clean. There's no distractions. I don't have chores to do. I don't have work to do. My dogs are not barking or doing anything, you know, every 5 seconds. And so I'm wondering if it's a little bit of muscle memory of like your mind or body thinking, oh, clean sheets in bed. We must be like on vacation. Let's get right to sleep. Don't worry. You know, like when I'm on vacation, I'm not usually setting certain alarms and stuff like that. So I get really great sleep and maybe there's something there.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were mentioning blackout curtains. I would also say if you don't have blackout curtains or if you're traveling and it's harder to control that sort of a situation, there are so many amazing sleep masks now. I think a lot of us think of sleep masks as still just that like flimsy, whatever. There are ones that bubble out slightly over your eyes. So if you're a woman and you're trying to sleep on a plane, but you don't want to fuck up all your eye makeup, there are ones that don't press up against your, lashes, so you can just like take it off and still look nice. There are ones. Actually, I want to remember the name. I think it's called Montasleep. Montasleep mask. So I actually got Chad one of these for his birthday. The really high end one of this brand, they go also over your ears with Bluetooth, and you can attach it to your phone and then have Bluetooth sound playing in your ears as you sleep.
Oh, wow. My gosh, they got so many inventions. Wow.
Yeah. So that's a big one too, is if you don't have control of the the lightness, brightness in your room or the sound, there are sleep masks now that truly it's like put you underwater, essentially. I mean, you are.
Oh, that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. See, I haven't tried any of those very modern ones, but anytime I've tried a sleep mask, I can't sleep because of the sleep mask. Like I don't like anything touching me like that when I'm trying to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So I've always leaned more towards like the remedies of like, honestly, I never worry if I feel like I'm not gonna be able to fall asleep, because I'll just have like some CBD, like a CBD gummy, or I'll have a hit of marijuana, or you know, something like that, where I'm like, I know that I could have like, yeah, a little treat like that, and I'll be ready to go to bed within like 30 minutes. So I never worry that I can't get myself to sleep. It's just sometimes I'm too lazy to like get out of bed and go get that, and I'll be like, it'll happen at some point. So I feel like I found kind of the remedies that have worked for me along those lines. But what's so funny is, I didn't think this would really affect me, is that when we went to Ireland and we came back, I was so jet lagged that I was like, I was having to go to bed at like 8 p.m. and then waking up really early, like 5 or 6 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of just, that's just like my new normal now, that I'm going to bed pretty early, between like 8 and 10, and I'm waking up really early. And I've always wanted to be somebody who goes to bed early and wakes up early, but I almost like, I needed to get really fucking jet lagged for that to like...
Yeah,
I needed to get really jet lagged for that to be my reality. Because I don't think I would have ever been able to do that without that kind of external factor. That's a really fucking expensive sleep remedy. I'm not saying everybody needs to fly to Ireland and hang out for 2.5 weeks and come back. But I've been enjoying that, and I kind of want to keep that. I want to keep that going.
Yeah. It's funny. I experience that sometimes depending on where I'm flying within the country, if the time zone is going up or back a couple hours. And sometimes, it will help me be somebody that goes to bed earlier and wakes up earlier. And I love it.
Yes, it's so nice. And now, Kels, you don't drink caffeine or anything, right?
I don't. So I've never been able to be a caffeine person because of having IBS. So what a lot of people experience if they have IBS is when they have caffeine, and can make their GI tract spasm.
Yeah.
So you'll be sitting there and you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna shit my pants. And you run to the bathroom and then nothing comes out.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Like a weird stop start feeling. It also just would make me so, like, my hands would shake. I would just be really jittery, and caffeine has just never been for me. So, yeah, I am one of the few people on the planet who does not drink caffeine, which is another reason why sleep is so important to me. It really has been my whole life. I've always been the type of person that if I get really bad sleep or little sleep, I just struggle. Like, I really have a hard time getting shit done the next day. And I don't even have caffeine as a backup. Like, I think the majority of the world, if they get a bad night's sleep, they're like, ah, fuck, well, let me grab a double shot and kick this day into gear. And for me, it's like, I have to really try to get great sleep, because I don't have.
Yes. I was thinking about that for you. Because like, not having caffeine as an option, and then you don't really do CBD weed stuff, so it's like, you right, like you really have to just hope that your body goes to sleep and try to do things in your environment and for yourself like that, where I know I'm like, if I got some fucked up sleep last night, I could go have a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, and I'm gonna get a little boost. And then if I'm a little bit too caffeinated by the end of the day, I just have a little marijuana. And I'm okay. So it's like, I kind of have those things to fall back on. I never used to do that though. I never, there was a many, most of my life, I never had really caffeine unless I was having a cup of tea, I guess, but never, I was never a coffee drinker. That's kind of a new thing for me. Yeah. And I didn't always, you know, have like weed stuff and CBD stuff in my life. Yeah. But I've felt like I've kind of needed those things because of the amount of energy I have now, where I almost kind of need to like calm myself down sometimes. And not, I can't always do that in a hot bath. I'm like, I need a hot bath and I need to knock myself out.
I'm gonna need to join.
Yeah. But you don't have that.
I know. Well, you know, I do edibles like a decent.
Okay.
I don't know. But you know what's tough? I really enjoy like the giggly, whatever high of an edible and melting in the couch. But the thing I wanted to talk about with sleep is if you clench your jaw, if you grind, making sure that you've got a night guard, making sure you're trying to figure that situation out. But for me, when I do any sort of CBD, THC, I clench worse.
Oh, wow.
But
that sucks.
I know. I know. And you would think it would like make you real, like it would make your muscles chill. But for me, it's almost like coke for me. I've never done coke, but you know how people like say they like grind their teeth. I'm like that on that. Like my muscles want to clench.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah. It's not like, it's definitely, I don't like to, bank on all of that every day. Like I try to do things, you know, the way that my body is just reacting. But yeah, I was thinking about that for you because you're always on different flights in different time zones, in different hotels or environments, that like if, you know, if you got some weird sleep on a plane and then you got to hype yourself up to do a show or you got to, you know, calm down to get to sleep because you got an early flight in the morning. What do you do if it's not working? Like, what if you do if you're not falling asleep on the road?
That's one of the worst feelings where I've got like an early flight the next day and I just cannot get myself to fall asleep. Because when you come off stage, you have so much adrenaline. It's really hard to like turn your brain back off and just lay in a bed. You're so buzzy. So I have found that magnesium can help me get sleepy. There's a great brand called Calm and it's powdered magnesium, which I think is able to absorb more quickly, if I understand that correctly. But it's like, I really like the raspberry lemon flavor. When we had Alex Catalano on a long time ago, I believe he's the one who introduced us to this, but you mix some of the powder in with hot water and it's just like a yummy little hot raspberry lemonade flavor. And so I have some of that. I can really feel my body melt down when I do that. And then Chad and I have also started to try drinking tart cherry juice before bed. This was going really viral on TikTok for a while because it naturally has tryptophan, which is, you know, the stuff that makes you sleepy from turkey at Thanksgiving, and melatonin in it. So we have also found that when we drink some of that before bed, we are like slurry. It makes you sleepy.
I want to try that. I'm so curious to try that now because you told me about that recently and I've never even... It's just cherry juice or it's called tart cherry juice?
When you go to the store, especially like a health food store, there will typically there'll be like black cherry juice or, I can't think of, I think there's a third type, but you want the one that says 100% pure tart cherry juice.
Okay. I definitely want to try that. I'm just so curious about that now that you've done it and you swear by it.
It's made us so sleepy that we wake up a little groggy sometimes if we have too much of it.
Really? Oh my God. You're getting freaking hopped up on cherry juice. And I'm like eating all of the weed. I love it.
Yeah. So I think even if I didn't have issues with the caffeine with IBS, I've always had a thing in my mind where I'm afraid to ever be dependent on something. I don't like the idea of needing things to make me awake, needing things to make me tired. I don't know. I'm weird about that stuff. I just want to feel as natural as I can with those.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. I totally feel you. And I feel like, I get nervous to put anything new or foreign in my body just because I've always had really negative reactions to like medications in the past or things that weren't a big deal that ever, you know, that my body just really did not react to. So I always really try to lean towards the more holistic remedy first and all that kind of stuff. So I understand, you know, how you feel that way and why you feel that way. I've also heard, And I've never tried this for myself. So yeah, I don't know if it's good or if it works, but I've also seen people take organic bananas and they peel the organic banana and then they boil the organic banana peel in water. And then they have banana tea and that's then drinking that before bed. I don't know. I haven't tried that myself, but it has to be organic banana, because if you just get a regular banana, you're just boiling a bunch of like pesticides in water and that's not going to be good for you. So there's some specific things that you have to like look into if you're going to do something like banana tea.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay. I think I will have a couple more sleeping tips pop up by the end of this episode, but I want to also hear what your sleeping tips are, because I know you've got some great ones.
I mean, honestly, for me, it's just like, if I feel like, okay, I really want to get a good night's sleep tonight. I love a hot bath. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of the order I usually do stuff in. I will watch my TV shows, enjoy that, go upstairs, have a nice bath. Mm-hmm. And I'll either have like a hot cup of tea with, you know, decaffeinated, caffeine free tea, whether I'm watching TV or in my bath itself, and with all the works in my bath, the essential oils, the Epsom salts, the bubble bath, all that stuff. Love that. Mm-hmm. And while I'm in my bath, I'm either listening to music or a podcast or whatever. Sometimes I don't listen to anything if I feel like I just need to tune everything out. Mm-hmm. And then that just usually leads into me like brushing my teeth and getting ready and all that stuff for bed. And then I just go into the bedroom and I will continue like listening to that music or podcast or whatever. And that pretty much puts me to sleep. Especially if sometimes I'm listening to something and then Cam will come, sometimes he'll come to bed, you know, an hour or two after me, and he'll be the one to turn off my podcast and plug my phone in for me, because I just fall asleep to whoever's voice I'm listening to. So that's kind of like, that's my go-to. But again, on like the days where I'm like, I cannot shut my brain off, or I'm feeling especially anxious and no amount of yoga and breath work and whatever the fuck seems to be working, I will have like a little CBD drink or something like that to kind of, you know, neutralize that experience. And so, yeah, that's kind of my go-to. What my bedtime routine usually looks like on the day to day is I fall asleep on the couch watching some kind of reality dating TV show. And then I hear Cam screaming at me, "Go to bed, go to bed." Because I'm just sleeping on the couch and, you know, all the lights are on. I'm not watching TV. I don't look very comfortable. That's what he says. Like, you don't look comfortable on the couch. And so Cam is usually like, "Oh my God, go to bed." And then that gets me to bed. And then I have to, decide, okay, do I want to wash my face and brush my teeth, because that's going to wake me up? Or, you know what I mean? Like those decisions, I'm like, "Oh my God, but I'll feel so gross if I just go straight to bed without doing that until the morning." So then I have to, you know, battle with myself internally about those decisions. And then I go to bed, and then I'm either wide the fuck awake because Cam woke me up and I had to move positions, or move rooms. And then I got to help myself fall asleep all over again, or I'm fine and I can go right to sleep. So that's what usually happens. I'm not going to lie. I would love to aspire to this magical bedtime routine all the time. Mm-hmm. But what really pisses me off about like myself is that I forget most days to get ready for bed early. I know we've talked about this before, Kels. We're like, it's so much easier to brush your teeth, wash your face, all that stuff early. And then you kind of go and do your stuff. And then if I'm getting a little tired on the couch, I just go straight to bed because I'm already gotten ready for bed. Right. But I often forget to do that. I get sucked into one of my TV shows and then I'm like, oh shit, I didn't do that. And now it's going to wake me up. And then at that moment, every night, I'm like, remember to do better tomorrow. And then I don't. And then I forget again. And I'm like, shit, I really got to put this in my calendar. And then I don't. And then I'm like, oh, I should set an alarm for this. And then I don't. So I'm still trying to build that habit. What about you? Like, what does your bedtime routine actually look like? Not the Instagram highlight reel, but what does it really look like, you know, on an average day?
I always love when I'm reminded why we're called self-helpless, because yeah. Like, do as we say, not as we do. We, you know, I think we have a lot of wisdom and we don't always follow it. We try.
Yeah.
We're always trying.
Yeah, I'm really trying. I'm actually going to set my alarm for that. After this episode, I'm going to set it for 8 p.m., 8:30 maybe, because I like my snacks. And then we'll see. That'll be my brush my teeth, get ready for bed, and then watch shows.
Yes. So... I think for me, probably the biggest thing that's like, this is not the Instagram version of sleep that I do try to be better about is I would like to really not look at my phone for a good full hour. Like, no, that whole no screen time before bed. I would really like to be good about that. And I try to at least make the light on my phone all the way dark.
Yeah.
You can like turn it down so you can just barely see the screen. Because it's the light that's keeping your brain moving around. So yeah. I try not to be up with my phone full light on, but I'm not great at that. Also, sometimes Chad and I, you know, we do our puzzles. And when midnight hits.
As you do listen, when you're 34 years old.
Listen, when you're 76, midnight hits and... there's a new Wordle and there's a new Quirtle, and it depends on what one we're competing with each other.
I picture you and Chad doing puzzles and drinking cherry juice in this cabin in the middle of nowhere. I'm like, wow, you are really living your best life, Kels. I love it.
And you know what's so funny? It's like, I don't think anything of that until you say it like that. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm old now. But
I'm like, have you become me?
I guess.
Are you a grandma now?
I'm like, yeah. I'm like kind of in my... I need a grammar element a little bit, but it's nice.
I love it. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
I have always loved puzzles, but yeah, so sometimes we'll be, it's the whole revenge bedtime procrastination, right? That's a thing that still haunts me is that's like the un-Instagram version of my sleep is I will get that wild hair up my ass from like, I know I'm so tired. I know I should go to sleep right now. But it's 12:02. There's a new Wordle. Like, let's do Wordle right now. And then the worst thing you could do for your brain, because you're like solving puzzles. So you're like, doing all the fucking equations in your head. And anyway, that's
dopamine hit.
Yeah. that's my bad for me habit before bed is having access to the internet. You know, it just
modern.
Going.
Modern times in general.
Modern times in general.
Do you feel okay? Because I know that there's this whole rule, no screens before whatever 30 minutes before bedtime, and don't do it when you wake up. That doesn't seem to keep me awake or negatively impact my sleep. Like, I fall asleep to watching TV. I often fall asleep to looking at something on my computer. So for me, like, screens can actually put me to sleep, and sometimes no screens keep me awake.
But do you feel like the sleep you get after you've been looking at a screen is restful? Because there's all this science about how it activates these centers of your brain that make it so you're not going to sleep as deeply.
I feel fine. This is why it's so weird to me, because I'm like, well, I understand the concept, but I'm not at least feeling it in my sleep or my body, like the difference between falling asleep with a screen and falling asleep. Not that I have a screen going in my, I don't have a TV in my bedroom or anything like that. Right. But if I'm maybe getting ready for bed and I read an article or something, reading the article on my phone will make me tired and I'll put my phone down and go right to bed. I don't see the difference in my sleep with that versus me just going right to bed. I don't feel different, at least when I wake up. Maybe it's obviously doing something in my brain, but I don't know. Do you really feel the difference for you?
Well, I think it makes my brain so much, like it takes me longer to fall asleep if I've been looking at things. And so then I'm not, I feel like I'm missing out on good sleep that I could have been getting sooner.
Right.
It would be so cool to have Andrew Huberman on this podcast. I don't know if you ever listened to Huberman Lab podcast, but anyway, he's very fascinating. I've learned a lot from his podcast, and he talks about that one of the most important things we can do as humans for our health is that when we wake up, get about 10 minutes of natural sunlight in our eyes.
Yeah. Like,
go out, see the morning light, because it gets your circadian rhythm where it needs to be. So sometimes great sleep, I think, starts like when you wake up in the morning of the
previous. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're starting your day on good sleep that night, getting out, getting light, so that you're telling your body, like, okay, we are awake right now, so we need to go to sleep at a reasonable time tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can feel a difference in how tired I feel or not based on if I like moved my body that day. If I didn't go for a walk outside or exercise or like do that, I definitely feel off by the time it's bedtime.
Yeah.
If you're able to just even, who was I listening to? Like, even if you're just able to like look outside and see some trees, if you can't like get outside for some reason, maybe you work in an office or something, you look outside, okay, there's the trees, you can see the outside, even that can be helpful. I think it was on Mel Robbins podcast too, talking about the science of just hearing the sound of birds for a few seconds a day can really help. Not only it's not really connected to sleep, but it can help with like your emotional well-being. But it didn't matter if you were hearing birds outside or just bird noises on your phone. So however, maybe you can kind of trick your brain. Let's say that you get up really early for work and then you're in a building all day and you know, it's hard to get outside in the real sunlight or real nature. If you can get some things on your phone that feel like you're kind of, sitting outside or hearing the birds or whatever, that might be enough to help, regulate some things for you as well.
Yeah. And with the bird thing also, any sort of white noise machine, YouTube has so many great like 12-hour long videos that you can just hit play on your phone, let it run, and that's all free. You don't have to download any sort of separate app. It's just something that I use on the road a lot if I'm having trouble falling asleep, is I will pop a white noise or like a thunderstorm, rainstorm sound video, because sometimes it's like teenagers running around at 2 a.m. screaming in the halls, all that sort of shit. So
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car, you should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I would say the times that I really can't fall asleep because I am scared and there's no amount of anything that can get me to sleep, I will just lay awake until I fall asleep at 3, 4, 5 in the morning, is like when Cam is out of town and I'm home by myself. I am so freaked out at night. I really wish I was cooler than that, but I'm not, like he's gone and every fucking noise, every possible horrific scenario plays through my head. Yeah. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm probably just not going to sleep until I see sunlight. And then I can go to, like, honestly, when the sun comes up, then I feel like I can go to sleep because now I'm safe. So that is something I very much struggle with, my sleep when I am like home by myself. Yeah. And I realized, like, I haven't, I always had roommates, or, you know, I lived at home with my family. Like, I always had people home, and then, you know, Cam was always there. So, like, yeah, when he's on a trip or something, I'm like, oh my God, do I know how to defend myself if I need to? Do I know how to, okay, you know, I'm going through that list of like, how close is my phone if I have to dial 911? Where is there, do we own a bat? Should I keep that under my bed? Is everything locked? I will put the fucking chairs up against the doors in my home, like all that stuff. Yeah. And sometimes I can sleep and sometimes I can't.
Yeah, it sucks, right? I experience scary. It so often. It just the worst feeling. And sometimes I'm like, God, the things that guys, I mean, I'm sure there are times where guys are by themselves in a place at night and are maybe afraid of something, but I don't know. I don't know if it's to this degree that we worry about it.
Oh, also, like, the what you watch before bed, I think is important. I don't watch scary shit really in general, but my God, if I'm watching like some kind of true crime shit, that needs to be at like 10 a.m. in the morning, because I'm not going to be watching that before bed.
No. Yeah. And speaking of being a woman, this is something that I have started to educate myself on more in the past maybe month or two, is understanding my menstrual cycle in terms of the different phases and what your body is actually doing in that phase and how it can affect you on a day-to-day basis. So thinking about how, like, in the week leading up to your period, we know, oh yeah, PMS, our emotions might be running high or whatever. But when you're actually understanding the science of that, your estrogen and your progesterone are plummeting, then that is making so much more sense to me of like, oh, that's why it's harder for me to have the energy to do a tough workout that week. During that week can have a lot of insomnia. Like, if you find yourself kind of staring at the ceiling that week and having trouble falling asleep, and then you sleep lighter as well. I mean, it's just like you get fucked on both ends of your sleep during that week. But there are all these scientific things happening, and I think those things are super helpful for great sleep, just to understand, like, maybe you need to shift some things in your day that week. Maybe you need to make time for a nap. Maybe you need to not push yourself super hard in the gym, and just know that your body's dealing with some shit that it might not be at a different time in the month.
Oh, absolutely. The apps and stuff that help you track your cycle are so helpful with all the information they give you. And like, you might be feeling especially tired today. And like, I am. Thank you. Thank you for giving me permission to feel this way. It's so important. Like, we are just biologically, we have some different stuff going on that definitely affects our energy levels and all that. And I know a lot of people will, especially if they're self-employed, but even if you're not, try to run their business and schedule their business according to their cycle. So the days, like, there's that week where you just feel like, I don't know, the pheromones are high and you're feeling real super good. And like, that's when they schedule like all of their kind of client facing meetings or important meetings. Like, that's when they're seen. And then like the kind of more like retreat phase where you feel like going inward, that's when it's like, you know, the writing stuff and the things that you don't really need to be like front facing for. So yeah, that's a whole another like a really fascinating part of why we might be feeling energetic or tired and stuff like that. Yeah. I think I'm just overall shocked about how enjoying my day-to-day really did affect my morning routine and bedtime routine in a way that I never thought. Like, when I was really unhappy, I just tried to avoid thinking about the next day at all costs, and like whatever kind of escape I could get, whether it was staying up late to watch TV or even as a teenager, I hated, I really was not enjoying like going to school and stuff like that. And so I would just ask my parents if I could eat more food to stay up late. because if I'm hungry, that's a great, they're not going to let their kid go to bed hungry. But in like, if I'm like, oh, if I'm just eating to stay up, then I don't have to go to bed, which means that I have to wake up and go do all this stuff that I don't want to do or, you know, feeling weird about. So I just think, yeah, that was a change that I never actually saw coming until I was in it. And I was like, wow, I'm not like avoiding this whole bedtime revenge, whatever revenge bedtime procrastination is feeling very different.
Yeah.
Now that I'm excited about what tomorrow brings instead of absolutely fucking hating it.
Yeah. That's so interesting to think about. I was like that with day jobs. When I had day jobs I hated, I would come home and just feel like I had just a small handful of hours before I had to wake up and go do it all over again. So there was a lot of staying up way too late watching TV shows because I just was trying to feel like, fuck you, man. Like I can have a life outside of this day job I hate. And it's just like a horrible cycle.
Because if you don't give that space to yourself, then you're like, oh, so I just went to this job I hate and then I went to bed and then I have to do it tomorrow. When do I get to have fun? When does the fun happen?
Yeah. I will say another big thing I've taken much more seriously in the past few years is, because you're talking about eating before bed, I try to be done eating by 8 p.m. because your organs go to sleep too and they shut down.
Right.
And so if you're giving them work before bed, then they're all fucked up. Then they're trying to work while you're asleep. You're not sleeping well. It's just like, that's not good. So I try to get a pretty solid filling dinner in at some point before 8:30 so that I'm good.
I used to be the queen of having my third dinner at 10:30 p.m. so I have definitely made improvements.
Their dinner
I'd have multiple meals throughout the day, tons of meals. Yes, first dinner, second dinner, and then my snack slash could probably be a dinner at like around 10. Yes. So definitely made improvements. I mean, I talked a lot about all of this on the episode with Corinna Crabtree talking about the weight loss and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've lost like 21 pounds and I had to get a handle on my emotional eating. Like that's what it was.
Yeah.
Most of the times I was eating, it wasn't because I was hungry, and getting to the root of that, not some crazy, flimsy, weird fucking fad diet bullshit, but some deep work on emotional shit.
Yeah.
And that has, I think, probably, I mean, that's affected my sleep tremendously, not eating late at night like that anymore.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
That's such hard work to do to get to the bottom of the deep emotional stuff, especially with food, like that can really be deep rooted.
Yeah, it was. I didn't realize I had so much of it. I mean, I knew I had it, but like, there was so many layers of it too. So, that's a really good point that you brought up. It's just like, you know, eating late at night.
Yeah.
And why are you eating late at night? Because for me, it was a huge escape. It wasn't because I was hungry. Yeah.
It's almost, I've tried to shift my mindset now where I'm telling myself like, have a big dinner, like, which I know that there are people that are like, your biggest meal should be breakfast and your smallest meal should be dinner. But for me, I like to feel full and satiated and like,
yes,
I don't want to lay down at midnight and be like, I can't sleep because my stomach is growling and I'm hungry. I want to be like, no, I'm good.
Oh yeah.
That's because I'm not going to sleep.
I can't fall asleep hungry. Oh yeah. I cannot fall asleep if I'm hungry. That was a big part of it is, you know, I was getting hungry like every 2 to 3 hours because my body was so used to eating a lot of food every few hours. Yeah. It's very much changed now. It's really weird. But yeah, my favorite bedtime or my favorite sleep hack used to be go to bed with a full belly because that's when I get my best night of sleep.
Yeah.
You just eat a delicious meal and you take a nap. Oh my God, what a great night. What a great sleep that is. that was old Delaney go-to. Just get a full belly. You'll fall right asleep. I mean, come on. Not that hard.
But see, I would have, anytime I tried to do that, or if I've just accidentally had like a really overly huge meal later than I want, and then I fall asleep earlier than I think I'm going to. I get like heartburn, like I'm like, God, I've got weird burps. My stomach hurts. It's like a whole, I never sleep well like that.
Oh, that's so interesting. That's like, I have some of my best naps ever were after a meal. Just a full meal. Just really, really stuffed myself. God, delicious. Oh, a full belly, and you are like napping somewhere where like the sun is kind of hitting you, so you feel
Oh,
like
that's a good
warmed
one.
by the sun. Oh God, that sounds so good. I might do that today.
To this day, the best nap of my life. I was in Spokane's 3-on-3 street basketball tournament. It's an annual thing.
Nice.
But like, I mean, it's grueling. You're playing on pavement in like 95 degrees. It's the most physically exhausted you will ever feel, at least in my life. And I remember I like went home and I had a grilled cheese sandwich and crinkly potato chips, like Ruffles. And
Oh yeah.
oh my, and then the sun was hitting my face. I time traveled. It was the best nap of my entire life. It was so magical. God, melted cheese and salt and the sun. Ugh, the
There
best.
you go. Yeah, like going to the beach with the picnic and you have a great snack and then you lay on the beach and take a little nap. I mean, yeah, delicious. I was gonna say too, if you for me, I get like we talked about, we get excited about food and we like to plan a lot of our life around different meals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I would use that if you're trying to get to bed early too, is like, oh, I can't wait to get to bed so I can wake up and have breakfast. Like if you have
No.
something excited, it's something that you love doing first thing in the morning, I think it can make going to bed feel better if you're struggling with like the avoidance like I was. So a lot of what I did it in one of my phases was I took a bath right first thing in the morning because I look forward to having like a hot bath, and that would get me excited to go to bed and also start my day, even if my day didn't feel a whole lot, of good stuff. But
Yeah, that makes
anyway,
sense.
yeah.
Well, man, I
Wow.
hope that some of those tips are helpful for you guys if you're struggling to sleep. And yeah, should we go ahead and get into an iTunes review of the episode and some segments?
Yeah, so this review is from Larth91. It says, my go-to for the last 6 years. I cannot say enough amazing things about this podcast and the incredible women who are part of it. Oh my gosh, this is so
That's
nice.
so nice.
This podcast popped my entry into the podcast realm, Cherry, and I have never looked back. I have listened to countless episodes over the last 6 years, and these lovely ladies got me through some of the hardest times in my life, both in London and back home in California. They truly feel like lifelong friends that I kick back every week with. I have even had the joy of meeting Kelsey in person at one of her shows, and she is even more kind than you'd imagine. Oh, thank you for always being there with such great advice for us helpsters, ladies. Keep it up. Love, Leah. So sorry if it uses my Hotmail from grade school. Oh, that's funny. Is that what Larth91 is?
Arth91.
Oh, I love it. Oh, Leah, thank you. Oh my gosh, this review got me teary-eyed. That was so nice.
Leah, I wonder
Oh, that
what
was
city
so
I
nice.
met you in. I wonder what show it was. Thank you
Yeah.
so much. That is so nice. Gosh, thank you for taking the time also to write such a nice long review. We really appreciate it more than you know.
It really means so much to us because, yeah, because I mean, it's just me and Kelsey chatting. And the fact that 6 years, like Leah's been here since for a long time. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, thank you, Leah.
yeah.
Oh man.
Yes.
Well, do you have a segment though?
I wanted to share really quick. When I was in Ireland, I found some of my favorite TV shows out there that I no longer have access to because,
Oh.
we were like watching late at night. Kels, I don't know if you've ever heard of this show called, okay, I mean, favorite because it was so crazy to watch. Have you heard of Naked Attraction? Kelsey, Cam and I, this is the first night we're in Dublin. It's like late at night. We just turn the TV on and we look at the screen, and all of a sudden, there are six naked penises on the screen, fully nude. Nothing is blurred out, nothing. And we're like, what the fuck is this? The whole show is the fact that naked people stand in these like little tube-like things. I don't know what they're called. And there's one person eliminating people based on naked attraction, quote unquote. So at first, all you can see is people's junk, right? Like you can just see penises or vaginas, whatever, right? And you eliminate based on that. And then you can see the midsection of people's whatever, mid bodies, tits everywhere, all that stuff. And then the last thing you see the face, and then you like hear them talk, and then they come out, and then you pick the last couple. It was like, what is going on? This would never be allowed in where we live.
Yeah, no.
And it was very fascinating. We did not expect to see just a bunch of naked people on TV, on just like a regular network that you turn on at, you know, the Hilton Hotel. So that was very interesting. And then they had a show called like Open House, which was all about like open relationships in this house. Like people were experimenting. And then there was a show called First Dates. Anyway, I had a lot of good time with the Irish TV over there. And I just thought, like, if you have access to that show, it's an interesting watch, because you just don't think you should be allowed to be seeing all this.
Okay. I mean, at first when you said that they were like judging people's, you know, bodies like that, first I was like, oh my God, that's horrible. But then I'm thinking, well, I assume that whoever's on the show feels confident enough in their body that they were like, I think I might win this show.
Yes. At first we were like horrified, because like, are people literally being judged based on their naked bodies? And then the person judging also has to get naked at the end, and everybody sees everybody, but like people seem to be totally cool with it. And like, you know, signed up, like, yeah, this is just another way to meet people. I mean, you see like a second grade teacher on there, like, yeah, I figured this might be a good way to find a date. I'm like, what? You got to go to school the next day.
Lady, like, go to the pub. You need to show your tits on TV.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the highlights of my trip. I had a lot of highlights, but it was just one of the most memorable parts of that trip.
Wow.
Was that show.
Yeah. That is so funny.
It was, yeah. I still can't believe it's a real thing. Like, you have to just look it up if you can find anything about it. But anyway.
Yeah. I mean, miss me with that shit in terms of ever signing up for something like that. It's a nightmare. Somebody just like scrutinizing individual body parts. Like,
yeah, it's like, oh, what kind of vagina do you usually like? Or, you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on? But like, nobody seemed to have a problem with it.
Wow. How so it's like, so like how
so different
cultures are, like how different everything is, you know?
So it was so different. I mean, Cam could not believe it. We were like, this, yeah, it was wild. So anyway, I don't know if that's like a normal thing. A lot of places where there's just like tons of naked people on TV being judged. It was weird. Anyway, what do you got? You got a segment?
I do. This is a follow-up from our last episode's segment of mine. And this ties in with sleep. And I just meant to talk about it a little bit more. So, you know, I mentioned on a recent episode about going to the craniofacial center, understanding that I have a tongue tie and a deviated septum and all this stuff. And that's why they think I clench at night. But I just wanted to say, if you're somebody who, as an adult, you're going to the dentist, your teeth are potentially worn down, or they're noticing that your masseter muscle, like your jaw, is really strong, I would just urge you to do whatever you can to get to the bottom of that issue. And at least in the meantime, maybe while you're trying to figure out why that's happening and if there's a remedy for it, get yourself a night guard. Because I know for me, now that I've been wearing a night guard for the last like 5 years, I think about what my sleep was like before I had a night guard. And oh my God, it's horrible. It's so painful to be like with all of your strength at night, clenching your jaw as hard as you can. Like your teeth feel like they're going to explode.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's terrible. I have grown bone in my mouth because of my clenching.
How what do you mean by that? Like you have extra bone that you shouldn't have?
I don't know if you can see. It's hard to see on YouTube. I'll show you in person sometime. But like it,
yeah.
Like the bottom of my gums has like, I've grown bone in there. That's what they told me.
What the fuck?
Because I've been putting so much stress onto those teeth. It's just insane. So anyway, I used to have a night guard that was like the entire top teeth, But that doesn't prevent you from clenching. It's just going to protect your teeth more. And now the one I use is, it's a front piece. So there's a little block in the front. It just covers my front teeth, but the block makes it so that my upper and lower teeth can't touch. So that's preventing some wear and tear on my teeth. Anyway, it's a whole fucking thing, but I'm just saying this to say, like, if you are having jaw pain, if you're having issues, take it seriously, because, like, it's horrible to wear away at your teeth. It's horrible to cause that stress on your facial muscles, and it just really impacts your sleep if you're somebody who does it. So for those of you who don't, I'm insanely jealous, but if you do, just really do take it seriously. I know it's something that is easy to put off, but that's my
true. Yeah. Spiel. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. Hope you get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Try some tips.
Yeah. Let us know your tips as well. Self-helpless podcast. Yeah. Or leave us an iTunes review with your tips in there. That's two birds with one stone situation.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. iTunes review is such a great place to leave any topic recommendations that you want us to cover and all that good stuff. So anyway, talk to you soon.
I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Self-Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag at Self-Helpless Podcast so we can repost you and say thank you.